good land drew colonists to Connecticut, but Rhode Island was settled by colonists who were forced out of Massachusetts. The first of these was Roger Williams, a minister. Williams felt that people should not be persecuted for their religious practices. In his view, the government should not force people to worship in a certain way. Williams also believed it was wrong for settlers to take land away from the Native Americans. The ideas of Roger Williams caused Massachusetts leaders to banish him in 1635. He took refuge with the Narragansett people, who later sold Williams land where he founded the town of Providence. Williams received a charter in 1644 for a colony east of Connecticut called Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. With its policy of religious toleration, Rhode Island became a safe place for dissenters. It was the first place in America where people of all faiths, including Jews, could worship freely. Others followed Williams' example, forming colonies where they could worship as they pleased. In 1638, John Wheelwright led a group of dissidents from Massachusetts to the north. They founded the town of Exeter in New Hampshire. The same year, a group of Puritans settled Hampton. The colony of New Hampshire became fully independent of Massachusetts in 1679. Conflict with Native Americans. Native Americans traded with the settlers, exchanging furs for goods such as iron pots, blankets, and guns. In Virginia, the colonists had frequent encounters with the many tribes of the Powhatan Confederacy. In New England, the settlers met the Wampanoags, Narragansetts, and other groups. Conflicts arose, however. Usually, settlers moved onto Native American lands without permission or payment. Throughout the colonial period, English settlers and Native Americans competed fiercely for control of the land. In 1636, war broke out between the settlers and the Pequot people. After two traders were killed in Pequot territory, Massachusetts sent troops to punish the Pequot. The Pequot then attacked a town in Connecticut, killing 9 people. In May 1637, troops from Connecticut attacked the main Pequot fort with the help of the Narragansett people. They burned the fort, killing hundreds. In 1675, New England went to war against the Wampanoag people and their allies. Metacomet, the Wampanoag chief, was known to settlers as King Philip. He wanted to stop the settlers from moving onto Native American lands. The wars began after settlers executed 3 Wampanoags for murder. Metacomet's forces attacked towns across the region, killing hundreds of people. The settlers and their Native American allies fought back. King Philip's War, as the conflict was called, ended in the defeat for the Wampanoag and their allies. The war destroyed the power of the Native Americans in New England, leaving the colonists free to expand their settlements.